If you're planning to sell your home, do you really know how much that transaction could cost you? Now, it's a significant amount. Now, you're probably thinking I'm talking about the agent's commission, and sure, that can add up, but you'd be surprised how much more the right agent can get for your home, or put the other way, how much the wrong selling agent could cost you. And since this could easily be tens of thousands of dollars, and you'd certainly shop around if you were spending that sort of figure elsewhere, let's have a look at how you can choose the best selling agent for your home, because I've found that many vendors just choose the first agent that they meet. That's why I'm having a chat today with Adam Nobel. Adam's the principal of Brisbane-based real estate firm Hugo Alexander Property Group. Now, what makes Adam really unique is that he sold 320 of the 323 properties that he's listed for sale, and he's negotiated more than $35 million above his client's asking price, above their reserve price at auction too. Now, I got to know Adam really well because he joined us at Wealth Retreat and last year, and I've seen the integrity that this man's got, and I'm impressed that over the last 11 years, he's ranked amongst the top 1% of agents across Australia. So why not ask the expert how you choose a selling agent? Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for the introduction.
Well, in today's property market, which is a little bit flatter and prices aren't booming, why is choosing the right agent to sell your home so important?
Well, the way I see it is it's an investment decision, and it's a very important investment decision. And if you are buying a home, you'll spend a lot of time doing your research, the same if you're buying stocks. But for some reason, when people are looking to sell, they will take a recommendation of a friend. They might even buy off the person, they might sell with the person they bought off, despite them being not a local agent or perhaps the best person in the area. I think a lot of people are looking at the wrong things when it comes to picking an agent. They're not really sure of what criteria they should be looking at. They're not really mystery shopping the agent. And you're right, Michael, the right agent or the most suitable agent for the property and the most skilled agent can get tens, even hundreds of thousands of dollars more come sale time.
Well, you said that one of the things they do is they get advice from friends, neighbours, or they know somebody who's in the real estate industry. Look, we all know somebody who's in the real estate industry. I think another mistake I've seen people make is choose the highest profile agent, because while they may be doing more sales in your location, they may not be the right person for your particular property, Adam.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And often the way people research when they're looking for an agent is they'll basically do a digital sign count. So in the old days, they used to maybe get in the car and drive around and see who had all the listings, or they might attend auctions and see who's selling. These days, they'll hop onto realestate.com, a domain, and they'll pick the agent. A lot of people will pick the maybe one or two agents or three agents that have the most listings online. So these are the highest profile agents usually. And I think it's not really about listings. And it really needs to be, the assessment needs to be the listing to sale success rate. So most people will go and interview the people, the agents with the most listings. Others will say, well, let's have a look at how many have sold by these particular agents. But really, we need to be looking at the listing to sale success rate. And the only way you can really measure that is by actually running a spreadsheet. And I'm happy to discuss how that works if you wanted to mystery shop online the agents in the area and really understand who is the most successful agent and who is it that's just running a volume business where they're just getting lots and lots of listings but not necessarily selling them.
That's an interesting point. What else would you do as part of the research? I know there's lots of questions to ask the agent, and we'll get to that, but we're still preliminarily doing some research to see which agents we're going to sit with because there are so many options.
What I recommend is starting an Excel spreadsheet. So the first thing that you'll need to do is hop onto realestate.com and register for buyer alerts. So, for example, if you own a house in West End, just go to the search page, enter houses in West End, all prices, then save your search, leaving your email address. You'll then be emailed every time a new property that fits your search criteria hits the market. Then what I'd do is I'd start an Excel spreadsheet. In column one, have the agent's name. Column two, the property address. Column three, the date the property was listed. Column four, the start price. And in column five, sale price. And then in column six, the sale date. So by doing this, you're actually measuring the days on market, if there's been any price reductions, or even if the property sold for more than the original start price, you'll be able to see the agent's listing to sales success rate. You'll be able to see who actually has the market share in the area, and you'll start to get a feel for whether the agent is has a volume business, so where they're running with heaps and heaps of listings but not necessarily selling them, or whether they're running a tighter business where they're perhaps going to have more time for you and have a higher success rate as well.
Now, Adam, that sounds like a whole lot of work. Can't I just go to one of those online sites and you know, they rate the agent, they tell you the best local agent, the agent finders. I don't want to mention particular names, but they're going to get me the best agent in the area and it won't cost me anything.
Well, so it will take maybe 5 to 10 minutes a day if you were to keep the spreadsheet. And you will get the, you know, real data there in terms of what's happening. There are a number of websites online, yes, where some say that they'll offer you a free valuation. I would offer a word of warning to the listeners out there that only a licensed valuer can offer a valuation. So be careful with that one. There are a number of these websites as well that are agent introducers that they say, yeah, we've vetted these agents, we've interviewed them, we've found the best agent for your area. In fact, my experience has been that that's really not always the case. Some of the websites, from my experience, virtually none of them actually interview agents and vet to see who's the best and most suitable for the area. What they do, however, do is they will put out a bidding competition, essentially. So whichever agent will pay the highest amount in commission should they sell the home, these are the agents that are put forward as the best agent to sell a particular person's home. So I'd be very wary of those sites, Michael.
Now, just to make it clear, the person who gets paid with this commission is the site. And I know that because we're also licensed estate agents, even though we don't sell property. We have a very large property management department and we're Australia's largest buyer's agency. So we're listed on some of these sites and nobody's ever bothered interviewing us, Adam. So I know exactly what you're saying. So be wary of online valuations, which are just a way of sucking you in to get an agent to speak to you, and be wary of portals that promise you they're going to get you the best agent. Now, there's no doubt that some really good agents are listed on those portals, and there's no doubt that there's a lot of very, very good professionals out there. I guess the topic we're discussing today, Adam, is to work out who's the best agent in your location, because even though somebody could be a very good agent in their patch, they've actually got to be a local area expert, don't they?
Yes, I do believe that. So in the area that I've sold all over Brisbane, I've sold in probably 40 suburbs, and we've had over 20 highest price sales records for those suburbs, for each of those suburbs. So I do believe that there's an element of process that I believe the best agents Australia-wide, they have a very strict process that they follow, and they're constantly evolving that process. And a really great process will get a premium price, I believe, in any marketplace. However, the sort of hypersensitive local market knowledge, if you like, really does add that extra. And I have seen excellent agents with excellent processes not succeed in my trade area because they didn't have that inside information. So probably the highest profile agent in Queensland tried to sell in a street that I've sold 6 of the last 7 houses. He wasn't successful. He had his highest bid at auction was $1.1 million. I was then appointed. I sold the house for $1.45 million within 3 weeks. And it's only because I know the ins and outs of every single home, you know, the per square meter prices, the absolute differences in every property, even which part of the street's going to have a higher value. So you're spot on.
Now, one last question. What about the concept of mystery shopping agents? I know you've spoken about that before.
Yeah. So, look, not everyone's going to want to sit there with an Excel spreadsheet, so I acknowledge that. I think another terrific way you can mystery shop is really by going along to open homes and pretending that you're a buyer by emailing the agent, asking questions, by ringing them up as well, and by asking them some tough questions. I think taking the agent for a test drive is one of the best things that you can possibly do to get a feel for what your experience would be like as a buyer, what your buyers would experience should you list with them. But also you can see how the property's presented. There's a whole number of things you can get a feel for as to what the experience will be like. And I think some of the good questions to ask, really, or the things that you should look at when you're going along to the open home, is to really see how well the property's presented. You know, did the agent promote other properties to you? How did they handle any objections? It's good to keep a scorecard as well of, you know, maybe the number of contacts after initial open home or leading up to an auction. How many contacts did the agent give you? Did they call a lot? You know, if you're leaving messages for them, how soon before they called you back? Were they speaking to you with urgency? You know, did the property look better when you were there, or did it look better in the photos? I think it's really important that you go and do these things.
Fantastic. So in today's chat, we had a talk about how to choose the right agent, how to shop around to get the right agent, but we haven't even spoken about what question to ask when you sit down with them. So are you able to come back next week, Adam, and we can have a bit of a chat about that?
Yeah, we'd love to. Thanks, Michael.
Well, we covered a lot today, didn't we? And if you got some benefit from it, why not let other people know? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm helping you and others get as much benefit from my knowledge and the experience of our experts. Why don't you tell somebody through Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn? Just pass the message on somehow or other. And it'd be great if you left a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or whichever platform you listen to this in. Because not only does it help me feel better, thank you very much for all those great reviews I get every week, but it also tells other people about it and gets the message out, because my aim is to educate as many investors and stop them making mistakes. And every week I tend to read out a couple of reviews, and when I do, if yours is read out and you email me at michael@metropole.com.au, I will gift you a copy of one of my books. You can choose which. And a couple I'd like to read today is one that came from Chris, who said, "Hey, Michael, I've been listening to the podcast for some time now, and as a younger investor saving for my first deposit, I feel as though I'll be able to avoid a number of initial mistakes thanks to your insights. My car's become a mobile university, and you're the professor. Keep up the great work and looking forward to the future." Well, thank you very much, Chris, and I look forward to hearing about your successes. And another one said, "Inspiring and insightful. Your podcast has provided me with a broad understanding of property investments and, most importantly, highlighted the lifelong importance of never stopping learning. Thank you and keep up the great work, Michael Maloney." Thank you, Michael, and I look forward to gifting you one of my books to help you along your journey. And keep those great reviews coming in, and I look forward to being with you again in a week's time.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Michael Yardney Podcast, which was brought to you by Metropole, who help their clients grow, protect and pass on their wealth through strategic property advice. If you got value from today's show, we'd really appreciate it if you would leave a review, and we'll read it out on a future show, and Michael will gift you one of his books as a way of saying thank you. Just go to michaelyardneypodcast.com/review and let us know what you think. If you don't already subscribe, head over to iTunes or your favourite Android app. You'll find us there as Michael Yardney Podcast. If you'd like to gain instant access to the show notes, head across to michaelyardneypodcast.com. Watch out for our show next week. You'll learn some new ideas about property investment, success, and money in around 30 minutes.